This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. We're all probably familiar by now with the idea of being wired, connected to the world around us through mobile devices, social media, the internet. But we may not have any idea of just how wired some people are.
Want to know how much time you waste on Facebook down to the millisecond? There's an app for that. Want to take a picture of your surroundings every 30 seconds so you never forget anything you ever did ever? Check. Want to know when you last had sex and how it was? All you have to do is download an app.
And that's just the beginning of how people are using electronic devices to monitor just about everything about themselves. And it's not really just a phenomenon. It's kind of a movement, the quantified self movement. Here to talk about how this came about and how this may change how we live is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, is this the height of narcissism? I mean, monitoring your every waking moment and even your sleeping moments, or is there a purpose to this quantified life?
You know, some people swear by this. It's the way they make significant changes in their lives. You can measure anything these days through technology. Your weight, your sleep, your menstrual cycle, whether you're ovulating. Well, you can't measure whether you're ovulating, but I can. Indigestion, the steps you take, the calories you burn. Progressive Insurance has a device that will track your driving habits. You can trace your productivity. There's an app for your sex life. It's called Spreadsheets. And so some people are really into looking at all of this data to improve their own lives.
Isn't there a chance for some analysis paralysis here? I mean, TMI, too much information. You're flooded with all this and you go, wow, that's cool. And then don't make any changes because you can't make heads or tails of what you're holding here.
The Greek aphorism, know thyself, there's a fine line between self-awareness and self-absorption. You know, that said, I have a friend, his name's Brian Stelter, he works at the New York Times. He had a scale that would tweet his weight out to the universe, and he used it to hold himself accountable and to lose weight, and he kept the weight off.
So do you see this catching on in the general population, or is this a specific set of people who will have a quantified life? Will it change the rest of our lives?
Well, more and more people are using this. So about 5 million people are participating in the quantified life movement by wearing some sort of data device. It might be a Fitbit, it might be a GPS running watch, or it might just be tracking their calories on their phone. Increasingly, more and more of us are going to be asked to do this. I think the most important benefit to society that can come from this is the medical research that can be done. Right now, there's a lot of medical research that is done simply based on self-reporting, which is not very reliable, and medical researchers are chomping at the bit to get their hands on some of this data.
Now, a lot of these devices you wear and it sends information somewhere and you get to look at it. Are other people looking at that information too?
The app that you're using, there is a terms of agreement that is constantly changing. But in general, those terms of agreement say that the app maker can do whatever they want with your data, including sell it to other organizations. So they're trying to provide a balance between invading your privacy and providing you with a better service.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project, are you tracking anything?
My experience is that I start those things, I use them for 30 days or 60 days, and then I get bored.